Romans, and even though he migrated from Mondesi Village, every Sunday, Nabi Khan makes it a point to go back to that place where he grew up in Rusalak. And I think that is a great tribute to the man. That's why I said in the documentary that he became a vessel of hope. And he was a vessel of hope, not only to those people in the village, but to those others who sought medical care, especially those with renal problems and kidney failure. And he became this great advocate for organ donation and kidney transplantation. So it's a wonderful human interest story. It's one that will resonate with people all over the world.
Indeed,
who have these kind of problems.
You know, and what I know for a fact was that even in his earlier teenage years, apart from being an avid sportsman, I find it amazing that he brought people together and not only encouraged them to practice their religion, but also encouraged them to develop that public speaking, and it would give them a sense of confidence eventually. And that is what I took away from what I saw in his early years doing what he did. I also saw the love that his sibling had for each other, and they were willing. Now, you had mentioned in the documentary, Zori was the only one that was qualified, but am I correct in saying that the other sibling were all ready and willing?
Yes, they were all ready and willing, and in fact, they got tested. But it was Zori who became the perfect match. And the amazing part of this story is that, you know, she had five young children.
Mm-hmm.
She was married. The moment the doctor said to her that she was the perfect match, she decided she will consult with her husband, and her husband did not hesitate. I'll tell you this, Richard. I spoke with the husband recently and asked him about the relationship. How did they meet? What caused this meeting? He began to tell me that some people in the village who did haberdashery sales to villages went to Mondesir and saw this beautiful young lady and came back and said to him that they found this young girl and they believe that she will be a good choice for him. And at that stage, he couldn't continue the conversation. He began to cry. And he said to me, whenever I talk about it, I get emotional. Emotional simply because he knew that it was a big risk that she was taking when she decided to give her kidney to her brother. And as Han said in the documentary, there's no greater love
indeed
than you can find between a brother and a sister.
Well, and I must say he is one of the unsung heroes, the husband, because, you know, in most East Indian home, the husband is the leader, and he would have had some impact or influence on that decision. And for him to step back knowing she's risking and chances are would leave the children in his care, I think the family needs to be recognized, both husband and wife, even the children, for the sacrifice that she made.
That's right. And that family remains very, very close. Nabi, as Zori said, Nabi was like the father after the mother died, and he took care of all of them, and he continues to do the same thing.
Well, to the doctors, I think we are very fortunate that the team of doctors that were involved, even the caregivers like the nurse, the head nurse, etc., you were able to speak to them. And I was just looking in awe how they were sitting, and the head nurse said that she was, this was in her career life, this was something that she'd always remember. And what a significant role she played in this transplant. Now,
Liz Tulsi was not the head nurse. Liz Tulsi was the senior assistant,
okay,
and provided the health care. In fact, when Nabi became this great advocate for organ donation and kidney transplant, she worked with him voluntarily to ensure that it worked, and then she migrated. She lives in Florida at the moment, and she keeps in touch with him. But she said it all in the documentary, how she felt about being part of this historic medical event in Trinidad and Tobago, groundbreaking. And yes, I must pay tribute to two young doctors at the time, Vijay Narayan Singh, who is now a professor of medicine, and Lal Sao, who is an excellent urologist at the San Fernando General Hospital. These were two young men. If you looked at the pictures, I have in the documentary, mm-hmm, a picture of both Vijay and Lal in their 30s with the team from the Albany Medical Center, and you can see the youthfulness,
yes,
in their faces. And the Albany experts had the most wonderful things to say about these two young Trinidadian doctors.
Well, what happened since then? And he'd been an advocate, and I noticed, you know, he's a man of community and service. I saw in a picture, which I would only assume he's a Rotarian. And
yes, he is.
And he was next to the president of Trinidad and Tobago, the then Maxwell. Mr. Pandey visited him in the hospital. You know, so he is a community-spirited, not only a business leader, but really go back, as you say, to the villages and keep in touch with those he have worked with in the past. But what happened? Since this time, do we still do transplant? Is there a program set up for at least kidney transplant?
Oh, yes, there are now several transplant units in Trinidad. The problem is exactly what Nabi Khan tried to influence, and that is voluntary organ donation. It is not easy to come by, and hence the popularity, if I may put it this way, of the dialysis system in Trinidad. Back in the day, there was just Dr. Ram Mahabir who was offering it in San Fernando, and now there are centers all over Trinidad and Tobago offering dialysis, and that is what keeps people alive. As Nabi Khan says, that he's been doing it for 3 years now, three times a week, and it keeps him alive, and he's very comfortable in challenging the system of life. Mm-hmm. He says, I will stay alive for as long as I am on those machines. But what he is also doing, he has not stopped his advocacy for organ donation and kidney transplant. Every year, as you would have seen in the documentary, he has a Thanksgiving service, and he invites the community, he invites the doctors, he invites healthcare workers. He is very, very determined to get the message out there for as long as he shall live.
Excellent work indeed. And, you know, it was a moving story, and I think we need not to stop here and volunteer our services on this end and this part of the globe to continue to propagate for this type of organ donation, organ transplant, and we wait for your instructions on what next we can do, maybe a 30-second video audio ad that we could keep playing to remind people, any part of the world, how important, how life-changing it could be by doing the organ transplant and organ donation. Not only that, I think he also was speaking to the issue how he might have abused his body and the stuff that he put in, the doubles and the oysters and the pops and all of that. So it's something in an educational way we need to approach this, because you know, diabetes is on the rise and dialysis is on the rise, and we as East Indian people are very much prone to it.
That's right. That's right. And I will do that as soon as I can. As soon as Mr. Khan is available, I will make that available to you, so that, yes, you there in that part of the world can continue to be advocates for the organ donation. It doesn't matter where it comes from, the doctors will say. They're happy to treat with it, to be able to look at the possibilities. So yes, this is one other way in which we can make our contributions.
You know, Gideon, I noticed on Facebook recently, there was a picture of three or four eggs, and they were different colors, white, brown, black, etc. The eggshell. And they showed them in a frying pan, and they were all yellow egg yolks and the fluid. And like you just said, it doesn't matter where it comes from. That is my segue into the next question. The race, I don't know how to put it, if it's a race war or the racial comments being surfacing, and it comes up every time after election or during an election. But before we get to that, I wanted to ask you, as a professional journalist as you are, the recount, it is by law, any party should or could request a recount if they so choose to. That's one of the rights extended to them by the EBC and the Constitution of Trinidad and Tobago. But in your opinion, do you think it was necessary in some of the cases that they were asking for the recount?
In places where the votes were 1,000, 2,000, I have never heard of constituencies in all the elections that I've covered in Trinidad and Tobago through the years that these constituencies requested recounts. You would imagine that if it's a, you know, 10, 15, even a 100 votes, you can still request a recount, which is a feature of the law. So I have no problems with these recounts in constituencies where the disparity is very little. I do have a concern, like so many others, about areas where you have a large margin of victory. The leader of the opposition is exercising that right, but I think the leader of the opposition must also be very concerned about where all of this is going to lead and where all of this is going to take Trinidad and Tobago. We've reached a stage at this juncture as a result of these elections of a very unsavory characteristic of our nation. And I'm worried about what will happen, what will follow. I'm concerned about where this is leading us. And I don't think that we have seen the leadership in the country on both sides to bring this to an end. Perhaps what will need to happen is for us to legislate very effectively to deal with this issue of racism, as you had in Canada, as happened in the United States, as happened in England in years gone by, and laws dealt with that issue. So the issue of the recount in the areas where the disparity is small, I do not have a problem with that. And I think all of this is inspired by the difficulty in getting international observers to come to Trinidad and Tobago for the election. So it raises suspicion in the minds of the UNC politicians. Dr. Rowley, when he was asked to bring in international observers, He responded to the leader of the opposition. He sent letters to the Commonwealth Secretariat, to the OAS, and to the CARICOM. And in the case of the Commonwealth, he said that he received correspondence that said the Commonwealth did not have the funding to send observers to Trinidad and Tobago. Now, I don't know the veracity of that. I have not seen the correspondence. Someone wrote a blog saying that that was not true. The Commonwealth did not say they didn't have the funding. And when you consider the organization that is the Commonwealth, the Secretariat, I don't know if the Secretariat will have an issue with funding observers to an election within its membership. Remember, the Commonwealth sent observers to Guyana mm-hmm. on two occasions quite recently. So that is yet to be determined. And because of that, and the fact that we've not been able to have CARICOM observers here because of the COVID situation, this has raised a lot of suspicion in the minds of the leader of the opposition and her members to want to get these recounts done. It's unfortunate also because we knew 3 months before that we would have had an election. We knew that a procedure had to be followed in getting these people here. So if the Commonwealth couldn't come because they didn't have the funding, at least CARICOM could have been here with the proper arrangements, especially since you made arrangements for the CPL cricketers to come in.
That's right.
And they are here. And you cannot have your CARICOM observers to come. So it leaves a bitter taste in the mouth of the opposition. The opposition will do everything possible to try and discredit the system that we just went through in terms of voting. And not only because of that, but because of the suspicion in 2015 when there was an extension of time that gave voters an extension of an hour, and the opposition was saying that that was advantageous to the opposition, then the People's National Movement that eventually won the election in 2015. So all of these things are worrying to us here in Trinidad and Tobago.
Well, I believe the Black Lives Matters is indeed one of the reasons why, apart from the peconging during an election, but more so that has an overflow, and you're seeing it on social media. Of course, the UNC is guilty, or its supporters, sorry, some of them are guilty of making racial remarks and vice versa. It has overspilled in a way that now it cannot be contained. It will eventually die down, as every year for the election, when it comes around every 5 years. But do you think that we should be doing, or the government should be doing more to bridge that gap and to make it a more harmonious place to live? And when you see on his victory speech, Dr. Rowley never reached out to the opposition members and offer, a peace branch even, or to include them in the government, or his services that he's going to extend to the people. In fact, he went a step further to explain that black people has been suffering too long. I think everyone in Trinidad and Tobago have been suffering for too long under that administration.
Well, that's unfortunate. It's very, very unfortunate. But the Westminster system, created that. This first-past-the-post system, we should get rid of that. We should have electoral reform in Trinidad and Tobago. And it's unfortunate that we had two governments over time, in 1986 and then again in 2010, that had a constitutional majority and did nothing about it. We need now, as a society, moving forward with young people who are brilliant educators, who are brilliant academics, who are brilliant in all phases of life. We have to move seriously and get these things out of the way as a nation. Now, whereas, Richard, long ago in the politics of Trinidad and Tobago, you had the separation of Indo and Afro families only at election time.
Mm-hmm.
After the election is done, they became friends again.
Well, that was a divide and rule that created by Eric Williams.
Yes, but now what is happening now is that this Black Lives Matter issue is having its own connotations on our multi-ethnic, multi-racial, beautiful island of Trinidad and Tobago. And whereas in the United States, you have this Black Lives Matter issue between whites and blacks, in Trinidad and Tobago, where we are all considered blacks in the eyes of the white man, how can we have something like Black Lives Matter when you made the point so correctly that for 30 years, under the People's National Movement, the people of Lavantigo, who gave their loyalty and their support to the People's National Movement, continue in the 21st century to live in squalor. So, again, you are correct. Who has been denying these people the right to a proper living? You know, it's leadership. The lack of leadership. We need to be able to consider everybody as one in our little island space. Mm-hmm. We had a situation recently where a young lady who represented a company making peanut punch and milk drinks, angered by the result of the elections, made some very unpalatable and unfortunate statements, I must say. But when we checked the genesis of those statements, we found out that the young lady apparently was raped, her parents were robbed, and it was an anger that was coming out that caused her to make this reprehensible statement. The lawyers are saying, when you examine the statement, it is not racial, but it is reprehensible in a context. And what happened is that you had Neela Massey, or the Massey Stores, followed by a few other associates of the Supermarkets Association, pulling the product off the shelves. So I am saying that the girl who made the statement was reprimanded. She lost her job. The company felt that was its course of action, to be able to tell the rest of Trinidad and Tobago, we've dealt with this matter. Now, with the continuing withdrawal of products on the supermarket shelves, you're going to close down a company, you're going to throw people on the breadline. Those people who took that decision did not consider that, and that was most unfortunate. Now, I see where today the Supermarkets Association is regretting having made that call, having made that decision. But if you had given it some thought, discussed with people what is a proper course of action, especially since the company had taken its position by getting rid of the young lady, then it would not have inspired this kind of negative reaction in the country. So we need to deal with all of these kinds of racial situations that will continue in this country. And if we do not nip it in the bud, I am sorry, I don't know where we will.
Well, I don't think it's a bud anymore. I think it's a full-grown tree, and it's something that we need to address and look into, because there are double standard in broadcasting when it comes to some DJs saying what they are allowed to say on some station on both sides of the aisles. But we leave it at that for now. Thank you very, very much. I must say before I close and say goodbye, how is your brother Hans Hanuman Singh?
He's doing fine. He's doing great. I'm always amazed how he's so energized. At 78, he's still very much in front of that microphone and making his contribution.
And you normally do a program on Sundays. Tell our listeners how we can listen.
Well, I would go into the radio station now and then when there is some special program that I need to do.
Okay.
But Hans is there at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I think it's on Facebook and on lime101.com.
Well, thank you. Please give him our best regards indeed. And as I've mentioned, Shanti James and others who you know work at the Kiplani chain of store, and your brother was the human resource manager there. We would be waiting to hear about that project you and I have been talking about, where you all would, you know, give us a little background and pay homage again to the legendary businessman Ram Kiplani. And I know we are talking off the phone on that. So thank you very, very much for your time today, for enlightening our listeners. And those of you who are listening, we ask, thank you for your indulgement. And I want to remind you, over the course of the Guyanese election, because I saw a couple texts coming in from Joey Singh and others, that we allowed many discussions like this. And this is what's happening on the ground, and this is our first attempt to bring some news on the matter. And what better person that we are fortunate to have than a legendary broadcaster, Mr. Gideon Hanuman Singh. Thank you very much, Gideon, and God bless you and your family. Thank you. And again, that broadcast could be heard again. The documentary, it would be featured again at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning on CaribbeanShowtime.com, also on the IP boxes. So please take a listen, and hope you would be able to join us for that. Shabnam Radio, as we continue, it's 27 minutes after 2 o'clock. We're going on till 3. And by the way, don't forget, we still have coming up is our dear friend at Jainan at Robo Digital Recording Studio with some more great entertainment. Hope you would stay and join us for that after the program right here on www.shabnamradio.com or www.caribbeanshowtime.com. Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for all your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkan, La Parkan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With La Parkan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkan, La Parkan.
Visit laparkan.com.
Everyone wants to take care of their family. Secure your family's future by controlling your wishes with the will or power of attorney. If you don't have a will or power of attorney, you leave it up to the courts to decide who gets your assets, and that can leave your loved ones out. The sooner you have a plan of action, the better your chances are to achieve the results you want. To learn more about how to make your will or power of attorney, contact Dave of Key Law Canada at 416-876-2860 or visit keylawcan.com.
Authentic Trinity Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chattuck's home-cooked food. Whether it's for big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food, 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trinity Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
Could I be honey bee, can I be or the bumblebee, stinky chili, middle of the jungle? You say something like bum 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 bum. This one, yes, with like sugar bum bum. When last you take a wine on a Tuesday, I want to take a wine on a Tuesday. Shop to make them take off their shoes, yeah. This one is for the old and the youth, yeah. Tongue, girl, you are salute, yeah. This one and me back to the future. Aye. Girl, call me phone when you're pumping, like the sea when you're bumping. Red Jackie and drums, yeah. With the shot that you're rumping, bucket back in me something. Watch me climb up that mountain. It's steam fish and two dumpling. Johnny walking and drumming, drumming. When last you take a wine on a Tuesday, I want to take a wine on a Tuesday. Make me zip a grip on a Tuesday. Tonight my wife go fight with a Tuesday. Uptown girl, they claim they have class. Oh, the dung-dung girl, they move fast. When they chuck or they chill at fast, two of them, they shake up the mass. Uptown girl, let's shake it up. Dung-dung girl, let's wake it up. I don't care who take the cup. When fights start, they whine and break it up. When last you take a wine and a dung day, I want to take a wine and a dung day. Just make me zip a grip on a dung day. Tonight, my wife go fight with a dung. My destiny was to bring a hit song in song. Now all the pan man in tongue rehearsing my song. It's old school vibes I bring in and I don't care. You can take a wine on my girl but don't touch it, yeah. Next time you come tongue in tongue, don't stand up here like it up. It's only drinkers and rum, so be careful drinking your rum. Them girl them passing the ball on a Juve morning in dawn. Don't get drunk and fall on, oh Lord. If you do that, your money gone. When last you take a wine and a dong day, I want to take a wine and a dong day. Make my zipper grip on a dong day. Tonight my wife will fight with a dong day. So call me full when you're bumping, like the sea when you're bumping. Red, darky and brown skin with the shop that you're on. So cock it back, give me something. Watch me climb up that mountain. It's steam fish and two dumpling. Johnny walking a drum ting, drum ting. When last you take a wine and a tongue ting, take a wine and a, I want to take a wine and a tongue ting. Just make me zip a grip on a tongue ting. Tonight my wife go fight with a tongue ting. When last you take a wine.
Hey, a beautiful day indeed. A nice day for repainting the yard, the asphalt. Hey, give my brother a call, Pete and Baljeet, 416-561-5139. That's 416-561-5139. They do commercials, they do residential, they do your yellow lines, painting, and much more. Call them at Pete and Baljeet, 416-561-5139. And when it's sunny like this, and you know, they could come and sweep out and make sure it's clean, and they apply that coat of refresh-looking paint, it makes it stand out indeed. A lot of real estate agent has been calling them during a very, very busy time of the year for them, but Pete and Baljeet would always be there to take your call and give you a quote. 416-561-5139. That's 416-561-5139. 5139. Well, you're thinking about Cassie talking about Tong Ting Tikka wine. How about we do a dollar wine? Baron Lee and the Dragonaires. You know, some people, when this song came out, could have done this. Question, though. It's been a few years. We don't in age a little bit. Can you still do the dollar wine? Let me see. Without hurting yourself. Take a try. Take a chuck. At least you do 10 cents. Hey, my sister Lil, Mina and company, welcome. Hey, Mina, I saw something. I swear that you sent me a text. I can't remember, but I'm looking. I can't find it. So if you did, resend it, please. Hey, again, thank you for your orders for the air fryer. It says Seed on TV, the power air fryer. We had a shipment all sold out. We will be getting some more coming Monday or Tuesday. So you can place your orders. They're still going at only $80 for the big one. The XL Power Air Fryer. XL. $80 only. This is the big one. As seen on TV. Hey, the Jameer Hussein CD is available at Ken at Morningside and Shepherd. Ken Jewelry. Also at ACR Routy and Doubles on Midland and Lawrence. Also at Authentic Trini Cuisine at Torbram and William Parkway. And of course, the 747 Flea Market, Nigel. Or you can give me a call. 416-832-7293 and get your Jimmy Hussein collection of Islamic song for only a donation of $10. Well, congratulations on his fifth wedding anniversary, Michael. Mommy, I want to let you know that you and your beautiful wife has made such a difference in their life. They want to wish you all the best indeed going forward. Long life, happiness, prosperity. Michael and his beautiful wife. Hey, Dulahin. Your mother-in-law and your father-in-law want to say happy wedding anniversary. Happy fifth wedding anniversary. Well, we picked out this one for you as we celebrate with mom, dad, and both sides of the family. Happy wedding anniversary. Happy fifth wedding anniversary, guys.
You must go. यूं मुस्कुराए तुमने न जाने क्या सपने दिखाए अब तो मेरा दिल जागे न सोता है क्या करूं हाय कुछ कुछ होता है क्या करूं हाय कुछ कुछ होता है एहसास है बुझती नहीं है क्या प्यास है
क्या नशा इस प्यार का मुझ पे सनम छाने लगा
कोई न जाने क्यों चैन खोता है क्या करूं हाय कुछ है
Again, congratulations on your fifth wedding anniversary and guys still in love and doing well. Mom and Dad want to wish you all the best. Roshini and Michael. I want to bring it down to introduce this selection, and this is a nice one. Want to dedicate it to all the music lovers who sit and wait for good music on a Saturday from Shabnam Radio. Hope you like this one. And don't forget the City Time movie tomorrow at 1 o'clock is from the film Hamraj.
Teri yaad dil se bhulane chala hoon ke khud apni hasti मिटाने चला हूँ कि खुद अपनी हस्ती मिटाने चला हूँ तेरी याद दिल से भुलाने चला हूँ तेरी याद दिल से घटाओ तुम्हें साथ देना पड़ेगा घटाओ तुम्हें साथ देना पड़ेगा मैं फिर आज आंसू बहाने चला हूँ बहाने चला हूँ तेरी याद दिल से भुलाने चला हूँ के खुद अपनी हस्ती मिटाने चला हूँ तेरी याद दिल से कभी जिस जगह ख्वाब देखे थे मैंने कभी जिस जगह ख्वाब देखे थे मैंने वहीं खाक अपनी उड़ाने चला हूँ, उड़ाने चला हूँ तेरी याद दिल से भुलाने चला हूँ, के खुद अपनी हस्ती मिटाने चला हूँ तेरी याद दिल से।
Hello, as we say, thank you to the folks at Authentic Trini Cuisine, the entire team there, working very hard. In fact, today I got a call because they had my favorite fry aloo and karaili and nice roti. So I want to say thank you to Pinky and Amit. Amit woke me up and said, hey, we have your favorite. So I went over and it was ready for me. Thank you very much, including the brother-in-law of Amit and, of course, Sandra and Pinky and all those in the back who work so hard in preparing hot breakfast every day. Yes, it's continued tomorrow. You get a paratha, you get some fry aloo, or you could choose baigan choka, tomato choka, pumpkin, bodhi, same. Big paratha, the best paratha indeed. You would find anywhere in the GTA is at Authentic Trini Cuisine. I'm not kidding. Well, Hudson and my brother Glenn Hudson of White Brick Construction, you want to get your renovation done, give him a call. I'll give you that number coming up in a bit. But I want to say thank you to Mala Ramdeo out in Ajax. Well, we have to do a delivery after the program. They took the last two air fryers, and I just got another call from Lepakan. They also wanted to get a couple because at that price, you know, I've been telling people about this fryer. I haven't really gotten down to explaining all the good things it could do because it seems that everybody already purchased an air fryer. It's just I don't know about it. But I tell you, looking at it, I'm going to use it this evening. You can do wings, you can do... Varinja Prasad was telling me, Rich, when you see we watching Netflix, we just season up some wings and put it in there with some chicken leg. And boy, I tell you, a tablespoon of oil and season up this thing and it's amazing. So everybody, Mr. Khan and his family had a get-together recently and somebody brought over some chicken done by this air fryer. And he said it was so crispy but yet moist and little or no oil. I mean, a tablespoon is not much to talk about. And it's a vortex of hot air in this fryer that makes it work. And you can go on YouTube, check it out, air fryers, and you can see what an amazing job it does and the testimonials behind it. But this one is the one that you see on TV, Power Air Fryer XL, as seen on TV. Now, the person I get this from, they retail it for $100 and they are wholesalers. I got it at a price with a little markup because we at Caribbean Showtime TV want now to establish a line of products that are tested and proven and affordable, good prices. So you can't get this anywhere for $80. And I'm delivering two to Ajax. So, well, at least they would meet me halfway. Lepakan, you all would get yours coming soon, okay? Please help us out. If you need one, call 416-832-7293. Those of you who already have one and your friends and family want to know about it, where they can get it, call Caribbean Showtime TV. Call me, 416-832-7293. Excellent, excellent product. And you can't get a price better than that indeed. This is 770 WTOR. Richard Aziz keeping you company. Again, to get your painted driveway, you want to call Pete and Baljeet, 416-561-5139. Now, they do generally the GTA and would come out to areas even in Scarborough, Pickering, once in that area. Call him, Pete and Baljeet, 416-561-5139. And there is really a Baljeet. Call
Peter now, 416-561-5139. They do the yellow lines, they do commercial, industrial, and residential. Okay, check them out, 416-561-5139, Peter and Balsheet. And to Peter's wife, if there was a competition, and there are sometimes gardening competition, flower garden, I think they would win hands down, Peter's wife. Beautiful, beautiful garden. They have the Corelli also in the back. They have the same corn, a little bit of marijuana plant. She doesn't use it, so she give them away, or somebody would steal it. Somebody just offered her $400 for one of her big pot plants, flowers. So those of you in the garden, keep up the good work. And, of course, I know it brings you so much relief. Make the best of the outdoors, indeed. A beautiful day for gardening, beautiful day for outdoor barbecue, a little maybe picnic or drive even. Make the best of it. This next one going out to Authentic Trini Cuisine. Shamila and Amir out in Hamilton, how are you? To the Sobratis out in Montreal, welcome.
हमसे दिल लगाया क्यों हमसे मुंह मोड़ना ही था दिल मेरा चुराया क्यों जब ये दिल तोड़ना ही था हमसे दिल लगाया क्यों हमसे मुंह मोड़ना ही था
Why did you break my heart? Why did we fall in love? Why did you go away, 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 away?
Oh, dil ko dhadakna तूने सिखाया दिल को तड़पना तूने सिखाया आंखों में आंसू छुपे थे कहीं इनको छलकना तूने सिखाया सीने में बसाया क्यों दिल से जब खेलना ही था हमसे दिल लगाया क्यों हमसे मुंह मोड़ना ही था दिल मेरा चुराया क्यों
Why did you break my heart? Why did we fall in love? Why did you go away, away, away?
Well, friends, don't forget, time has changed indeed. Watch and listen to free TV and listen to radio, movies on your smart devices. No need for box, cable, satellite or IPTV boxes even. Download for free eBaba Entertainment app for Android phones and Apple phones. You can stream for your favorite channels on your TV with Google Chromecast. Stream TV channel and movies on your own TV with Chromecast. Listen to radio through Bluetooth while you drive. Hurry and download the eBaba app today and share with your friends and family. Visit eBaba TV. That's eBaba TV for more details. eBaba Entertainment app. It works. And they have beautiful, beautiful lineup of South Asian programming. We are under English when you go. You slide across to English at the top of the screen on your phone, you would see eBaba. Would have us, I think we are number one and number two under English. So you just click on it, and you could watch on your TV screen tomorrow with Chromecast. The documentary about Nabi Khan and done by Gideon Hanuman Singh, and also you can watch our movie tomorrow, lunchtime, sorry.
Click on the bell icon to get regular updates from Venus.
This is a beautiful one from Venus. I hope you like it. Well, we're getting set to say goodbye at 3 o'clock here on Shabdam Radio, CaribbeanShowtime.com. But stay tuned. Keep it locked on. Go now to www.shabdamradio.com and listen to Jainanan of Robo Digital Recording Studio, as he will be featuring local artists, including Rocky of Manripo in Guyana, used to live here before, and also Seema Miraj, another local star. And much more. You never know, maybe you get a little bit of Majrul Bakas and others. Well, before I leave, I want to say again, congratulations to the government and the people of India on their independence celebration. Richard Aziz, thanking you for inviting me to your homes and into your hearts. Until later, Mami, my mother, Lazina, may Allah continue to bless us with you. Keep you healthy and safe. Mwah. Dhanyavaad, shukriya, khuda hafiz. Assalamu alaikum. Bye bye. And thank you for listening.
Mujhe ek pal chain na aaye, o mujhe ek pal chain na aaye, sajna tere bina, sajna tere bina.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
ਜਿਵੇਂ ਵਧੇਰੇ ਕਾਰੋਬਾਰ ਅਤੇ ਸੇਵਾਵਾਂ ਮੁੜ ਕੇ ਖੁੱਲਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਸਾਡੇ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਲਈ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੀ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਕਰਨ ਦੀਆਂ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਰੀ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਹੈ। ਸਰੀਰਕ ਦੂਰੀ ਰੱਖਣ ਤੇ ਅਮਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਜਾਰੀ ਰੱਖੋ ਅਤੇ 2 meter ਦੂਰ ਰਹੋ। ਜਿੱਥੇ ਸਰੀਰਕ ਦੂਰੀ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਚੁਣੌਤੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਲੋੜ ਹੋਵੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਨੂੰ ਢੱਕਣ ਲਈ ਕੋਈ ਕਵਰ ਪਾਓ। ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਅਕਸਰ ਧੋਣਾ ਜਾਰੀ ਰੱਖੋ। ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚਿੰਤਤ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ COVID-19 ਹੋਇਆ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਵਾਇਰਸ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਟੈਸਟ ਕਰਾਓ। ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਸੁਰੱਖਿਅਤ ਰਹੋ, ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀਆਂ ਬਚਾਓ। ਵਧੇਰੇ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਲਈ ontario.ca/coronavirus ਤੇ ਜਾਓ। ਓਨਟੇਰੀਓ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਦੁਆਰਾ ਭੁਗਤਾਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ।
मम्मी जी नमस्ते, पैसे मिल गए?
जीती रहे। हाँ हाँ बेटा, इस बार सैलरी जल्दी मिल गई क्या?
नहीं माँ, जूम किए हैं।
जूम बोले तो?
जूम बोले तो फास्ट एंड रिलायबल मनी ट्रांसफर। अभी डाउनलोड कीजिए जूम मनी ट्रांसफर ऐप फ्रॉम PayPal, दैट्स XOOM, और अपने मोबाइल से पैसे ट्रांसफर कीजिए, बैंक डिपॉजिट्स, कैश पिकअप या मोबाइल रिचार्ज।
अब इंडिया पैसे भेजिए सिर्फ चंद क्लिक्स के जरिए।
जूम, अब PayPal सर्विस, तेज, सहल और सुरक्षित मनी ट्रांसफर।
आप CIBC ग्लोबल मनी ट्रांसफर के साथ बहुत ही आसानी से अपने घर से विदेश पैसे भेज सकते हैं, वो भी $0 ट्रांसफर फी पर। आप पैसे ऑनलाइन या CIBC के मोबाइल ऐप से भेज सकते हैं। आज ही अपना पहला ट्रांसफर करें और पाएं $50। अधिक जानकारी के लिए cibc.com/transfer पर जाएं।
ओ मैं क्या, जल्दी तैयार हो जा, फर्नीचर पसंद करदे करदे भी टाइम लगना।
हाँ, सोडी फर्नीचर ही तो जाना है, अपने घर दे कोल एयरपोर्ट रोड वाली लोकेशन ते।
हो नहीं, हुन आपा उना दी कैनेडी लोकेशन ते जाना, हुन उना दा पूरा स्टाफ पूरी क्वालिटी नाल इको छत नीचे अपनी सर्विसेज देवेगा।
सोडी फर्नीचर कम्युनिटी दा सब पुराना फर्नीचर स्टोर हुन अपना फर्नीचर कैनेडी लोकेशन तो ही सेल करेगा। अपनी पसंद दा फर्नीचर वधिया डील्स ते लैण लई अज ही आओ इना दी कैनेडी लोकेशन 142 कैनेडी Road South, Brampton. Call 905-874-7171.
ਅਕਾਲ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ ਦੀ ਗ੍ਰੈਂਡ ਓਪਨਿੰਗ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਜਾਣੇ ਪਹਿਚਾਣੇ ਰਾਜਾ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਜਸ ਟਰੱਕ ਦੀ ਬਿਹਤਰੀਨ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਫਿਰ ਵਾਰੰਟੀ। ਅਕਾਲ ਟਰੱਕ ਐਂਡ ਲਿਊਬ
ਡਰਾਈਵ ਥਰੂ,
ਅਕਾਲ ਟਰੱਕ ਐਂਡ ਲਿਊਬ
ਟਰੱਕ ਵਾਸ਼,
ਅਕਾਲ ਟਰੱਕ ਐਂਡ ਲਿਊਬ
ਰਿਪੇਅਰ,
ਅਕਾਲ ਟਰੱਕ ਐਂਡ ਲਿਊਬ
ਟਾਇਰ ਸਰਵਿਸ,
ਅਕਾਲ ਟਰੱਕ ਐਂਡ ਲਿਊਬ।
Call Jess or Raja, 905-565-1100-1776
Myerside Drive in Mississauga, a car, truck and dude.
वक्त बदला तो वक्त के साथ बदले एंटरटेनमेंट के साधन भी। अब केबल, सैटेलाइट या आईपीटीवी बॉक्स की कोई जरूरत नहीं। आज ही डाउनलोड करिए ई बाबा एंटरटेनमेंट।